Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, in case you don't know how to dance and rejoice before the Lord, I think my granddaughter was showing you all how to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for that. I like that. Amen. Bible said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, let the praises of God go forth. Amen. And I saw that, well, you know, they say that the, chip off the old block or apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. She loves to get down like grandpa. Amen. Hallelujah. I love to praise the Lord. Amen. How are you all doing? Let's settle down. I have something that you don't want to miss. Amen. So it's going to be short, but we believe the Lord's going to put some power behind it. Amen. Now, the rest of this message will be delivered on Sunday. And if you are present, you can hear the rest of it, you know. But, you know, for all the local folks that go to church here, you will definitely hear the rest of it on Sunday. Today, you will be blessed. Also, everybody that's here, even if you can't come on Sunday, you know, the Lord is still going to bless you tonight. But if you can, be here. Wherever you are right now, I want you to lift your hands up. We're changing the order of the service now. We've been singing the Lord and praising the Lord and all that, and that's wonderful. That's why we call it Praise-a-thon. But right now, we're going to hear the word of the Lord. So lift your hands up and wave your hands to the Lord. And raise your heads. Raise your heads up. Don't bow your heads right now. Let's raise your heads up in expectation. Amen. Lord, we love you for all the things that you have done throughout this year, 2018. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to go into the next year, 2019. And the Lord has been good to us. So we want to give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory. Now, let the word of God, as always, come forth and bring light into our hearts. Can somebody say amen? Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, I think we can do better than that. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You ought to see the people in Times Square, you know, how they are shouting and, you know, jumping. They don't know what they are shouting about, you know. But we are shouting for the Lord. Now, let's try that again. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm going to read a scripture here in Isaiah 61. That's where I will start. And those people in the back, put the scriptures up quickly, please. Isaiah 61, I will start at verse 1. I'm going to read the first 7 verses. Now, the title of the message today is Proclaiming Liberty from Every Yoke. Amen. Amen. And there have been a lot of yokes, or whatever it is, throughout the year. But we're not carrying any of those yokes into 2019. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you believe that, you can say amen. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me, he said, to bind up the brokenhearted. Well, only the Lord can do that part. That's a part that he sent me here to do tonight. And it's this part. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Amen. You know, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. You know, you say, well, I'm not bound. Well, you know, one time, Jesus was telling them something, and they said, well, you know, we are not bound, we are not this. And he said, well, you know, we are free. And Jesus said, well, if you are commit sin, you are the servant of sin, you know, and so forth. You know, so, you know, there are so many yokes and very different obstacles that the enemy puts before and around the people of God, preventing them to achieve their full potential. But let's see if we can break every yoke tonight. Amen. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. We're going to talk about that more on Sunday. And the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. And to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give unto them beauty for ashes. Amen. The oil of joy for mourning. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called trees of righteousness. the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Amen. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Wow. The sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Can somebody say amen to that? And in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. Now this is the word of the Lord, you know. For your shame, I'll be speaking about this in a bit. For your shame, and whatever the enemy have put upon you this year that he didn't let you reach your full potential, God is going to give you double. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. For your shame, he's going to give you double. You know, and for confusion, you know, he's going to make you rejoice, you know, and so forth. She shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land shall they possess that double, and everlasting joy shall be unto them. Amen. Praise the Lord. So whatever affliction, there's all kinds of burden, you know, that the enemy has put upon the people of God. And if you suffered any kind of affliction throughout 2018, I mean, if 2018 was great for you, 2019 is going to be greater. Amen. And if for whatever reason you suffered some afflictions and some setbacks and whatever, there's all kinds of problems that the enemy, you know, challenge the people of God with. You know, God is bringing new horizons. Amen. New horizons in the coming year. Now, let me read some promises. I'm going to go through them very quickly. And then I'm going to come back and tell you the part that you have to play, what you got to do, and so forth. And then we're going to see what else the Lord has for us. And at the end of this ministration, we're going to have an anointing service. You know, so let's hear some of the promises of what the Lord will do. Remember, he also talked about the year of vengeance. Now, one time, Jesus, he went to the temple in the book of Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, and he read the scripture. But he stopped short where it said the acceptable year of the Lord, and he did not read that part that said the day of vengeance of our God. Well, because he wasn't quite time. He came to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and he wasn't there to bring judgment at the time. So he stopped short of that prophecy. But then after he put the book down, he said, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your eyes. Now, we're talking about, you know, but I want to talk about something that God is going to do with this Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 2. And I'm going to read it in Isaiah 63 and verse 4. This is what the Lord's going to do. This is Isaiah 63, verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in my heart. That's the Lord talking. Well, he didn't say it wasn't exactly there at that time. But we are so close to it now. But it's not that, I'm not talking about the vengeance that people are thinking about, the great day of the Lord and all of that, no. But I'm talking about something that the Lord needs to do for the people of God because of the affliction that they have suffered. That's his vengeance. Remember, he said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. But listen to how he said it. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of the redeemed is what? Is come. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And this new year that we're going into, you know, the Lord is going to begin to shift, you know, he's going to shift things around and begin to put a definite difference between his people and the people of the world. Amen. Now, so the Lord has that in his mind, and he's going to do something for the people of God in 2019. It's really going to be, you know, the Bible says, well, you know, the stalk of the heavens, they know this and that. The crane, they know this and that. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. This is the what we're talking about. How God is going to, you know, change the playing field. in favor of God's people. Amen. The time to favor God's people has come. Psalm 102, let's read verses 12 to 13. Psalm 102, verses 12 to 13. He says, "But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever." Now, when I read any of these things, if it resonates with you, you are free to shout. Amen. Let's try that again. "But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And thy remembrance unto all generations." And I look at the next verse. "Thou shalt arise and shall have mercy upon Zion." Well, Zion usually represents, the city of Jerusalem and God's people, but also spiritual Zion, you know, because the Bible says we are come unto Mount Zion. You know, so this is the time that God will arise and have mercy upon his people. For the time to favor her, to favor God's people, yea, even the set time is come. Amen. And there are two times that he said, the year of the redeemed is come over there, and here the set time is come. And there's something that God is fixing to do about that. Now, let's take a look at some of these promises. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, I'm going to read two verses there, verses 10 and 11. Here's God's promise unto you, this new year and also going forward. "For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee." Amen. Do you know how hard it is to remove mountains? Do you know how hard it is to move hills? But the Lord is saying, even if those things happen, my covenant of peace and my kindness shall never depart from you. Amen. Now look at verse 11. "If for any reason you are afflicted this last year that we're about to, cross over into the new year. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors. And I will lay thy foundations with sapphires." Ooh, my. "And I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles. And all thy borders shall be of pleasant stones. And all your children in this coming year shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. And thou shalt be far from oppression." The oppressing devil that has oppressed the children of God, you will be far from that this coming year. Amen. "For thou shalt not fear." You'll be far from terror, because it shall not come near thee. "And this coming year, they may gather together against you, but they shall fall for your sake." Amen. "Everyone that shall gather together against you shall fall for thy sake." Praise the Lord. Of course, we already read this in the prayer segment. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn." This is your heritage. Believe it and rejoice in it. Amen. Now, let's move on to Isaiah 55. Let me read verses 12 and 13. Isaiah 55. "In this coming year, ye shall go out with joy, and you will be led forth with peace." Now, you know, the word of God is prophetic, but it has to be mingled by faith, with faith, in order for it to come to pass. You know, so if you mingle this with your faith, and you believe it with yourself, God will watch over his word to fulfill it. "I am the Lord that performeth the counsel of my messengers." Hallelujah. "Ye shall go out with joy, and you will be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing." And listen to this part. "And all the trees of the field, God will line them up to celebrate your success." Hallelujah. "They will clap their hands for you this new year, 2019, in Jesus' mighty name." Amen. Now let's see Isaiah 62. I want to read these promises quickly because I'm going to come to the part that we have to play in all of this. Now, God's covenant, when he puts his covenant smack down, he does it and nobody can do anything about it. You know, he said, look, one time he wanted to bless Abraham. And generally, when people make an oath, they have to swear by somebody greater than themselves in order to make an oath. So God also wanting to make an oath, according to the people's tradition, he wanted to swear by somebody greater than himself. So he looked up and down, and he looked everywhere. But he could find nobody. Amen. So he swore by himself. You will never find, not only anybody greater than the Lord, you will never find anybody like the Lord. And Satan found that out when he thought, I will be like the Most High. God said, no, I will cast you down to hell. Amen. And that's where he's going. Praise the Lord. Now, Isaiah 62. Let's read verses 8 and 9. Here's what the Lord is saying. Well, let me just read it from... Okay, I'll start with 8. It's good enough. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Listen to this. Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. Now, all your work and everything you do, nobody else is going to claim it. It's going to be your portion. Amen. Now, he says, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall also eat it. If you are the one that's working for it, you will eat it. Because for a man to do good and to enjoy the blessing of all his work, it is the gift of God. Amen. If you have gathered it, you will eat it. And they that have brought it together shall drink of it in the courts of my holiness, saith the Lord. Amen. Now listen to this. In Isaiah, I'm going to go back to, I read this before, but I just want to go back to it. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 7. For your shame, for anything, any affliction, any torment. Now, there's all kinds of yokes, you know, yoke of bondage and yoke of this and that, sickness, disease, affliction and all that. All of those are things that enemy put upon people from time to time. Remember, you know, Jesus said, you know, the devil comes not to other than, you know, there's only three things that his purpose is. In John 10:10, he tells us that. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life abundantly. Amen. So, all the affliction and various things that the enemy puts upon God's people. Well, because of all of that, God is going to double your joy in this coming year. Amen. And because of all of that problem, any affliction, God's going to turn the tables in your favor. Amen. He will give you an opportunity to possess the double, even in the land. Amen. Well, are you in the land? Is anybody in the land? Are you floating in the air? No, you are on the land. And in your land, God will give you the double. Amen. Now, never mind. Don't sell yourself short. I'm going to tell you some things about that in a minute. Don't sell yourself short. Let's believe the Lord. Amen. You know, so when we believe the Lord, God is going to do great things for us. But here are some things that you must do. This is the most critical part of this message. Whatever you have faced that kept you from achieving your fullest potential. And as you young people, listen to me. You got to have big dreams. Amen. Amen. Don't sell yourself short. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah, you know, it says, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, you know, enlarge the place of your tent. Think big, you know, for thou shalt break forth on the left and on the right. And, you know, God will do great things for you. The sky is the limit, folks. Amen. Hallelujah. And actually, the sky is not the limit because we are going beyond the sky someday. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, here are some things that you must do for yourself in order to get the devil off your back and in order to remove your neck from his yoke. Amen. Amen. That's right. And that yoke comes in every different way. You know, you may say, well, I don't have this problem. I say, well, yeah, there's all kinds of ways, you know. As long as we are in this world, there's all kinds of challenges and things that the enemy will put on us. Listen to Isaiah 52 and verse 2. You must do this for yourself. This year, as we are closing out this year, you must stand in these next few verses that I'm about to read, and you must determine for yourself that this is the way that you are going to go forward into 2019. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O captive daughter of Zion. Say, loose the bands from your neck. Don't let the devil put any stronghold around you to hold you down. He didn't say, reach out to the pastor to help you loose the bands. You loose the bands from your neck. Amen. Stand in the name of the Lord. Don't be a pushover for the devil. Praise the Lord. Don't let the devil put anything upon you. Listen to this in Exodus. So that's one thing you must do. You must shake yourself from the Lord. You know, you've heard me preach here sometimes. I say, snap out of it. That's right. Don't let the devil. Some people go into all kinds of things and say, devil is this and that. Snap out of it. Shake yourself from the dust. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. You do it by the grace of God yourself. Amen. Now listen to this. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, I got to move along. In verse 15, the people were facing, some of you might know the story, coming out of Egypt and so forth, got to the Red Sea, nowhere to go. So they began to grumble and they began to complain. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. That's something you must do starting today into the new year. Don't be stagnant. Don't stay in one place. Don't look at the Red Sea. Never mind the Red Sea. You go forward. Amen. Amen. Now, when you go forward, he will open up the Red Sea. Amen. Amen. But as long as you stand there complaining about the Red Sea, it will still be the Red Sea. But if you guard your mind with the Spirit of God and you say, I am going forward, then Lord will heap up those waves on either side and make a way for you to walk right through. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. The next thing you must do, going forward into this new year, is in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. It says, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil rejoice over you. Never give the devil the satisfaction. Praise the Lord. The devil does one thing. Don't give him the satisfaction. Don't let him rejoice over you. Tell the devil, when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. Yeah. The righteous falleth 7 times, but he arises again. Yeah. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Yeah. You know, when you were in the light, God gave you some promises and so forth. You are on top. You are on the cloud and so forth. And all of a sudden, everything seems like you are now in the dark because challenges everywhere. Remember what he spoke to you in the light. Amen. And don't let the devil pull one over you. Amen. And don't stay down for the count. Amen. I've talked about, you know, you heard him talk about it before. In those boxing matches and so forth, you know, somebody gets knocked down. They're a good prize fighter. They don't have to stay down for the fight. In their corner, somebody's saying, get up. Well, in the other corner, they are wishing that they throw in the towel. That devil is wishing for you to throw in the towel. But don't give him an opportunity to rejoice over you. You stand up. Hallelujah. Bounce back in the name of the Lord. And put the devil to shame. Amen. And don't let him put you down for the count. Sometimes we may fall. That's not the biggest issue. The problem is if you refuse to get up before the count. So get up. The Lord is in your corner. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13, it says, quit ye like men. You know, stop behaving like ordinary people. Be strong in the faith of God. Don't just, you know, be weakling and let the devil play ping pong with your life. No, be strong in the Lord. The book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 tells us the same thing. You know, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Daniel 11, verse 32, the last part says, the people that do know their God shall be what? Shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. They are not going to be weaklings. They will be strong. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, last but not the least of the things that you must do for yourself going forward to accomplish the blessings that God has for you in 2019. You have to be determined to leap over walls, run through troops, bulldoze any barrier in front of you. Hallelujah! You say, well, that's a little boastful. No, that's not a little boastful at all. That is what the scripture says. If you know your God, you will be strong and you will do exploits. Amen. You can read about their exploits in Joel chapter 2, you know, verses 7 to 8. There is an army that will not be stopped. Put up the scripture, Joel chapter 2, verse 7. They climb through walls. They blow through anything. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb through the walls like men of war. They shall march everyone on their ways. They shall not break their ranks. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at the next verse. Joel 2 chapter 8. And see what it says. Neither shall any one of them trust one another. You know, they go there. And even when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Now this is some army, folks. And I hear the sound of an army arising. Amen. I'm looking for some folks that will stand up. And you young folks, Bible says that you will speak with the enemies in the gate. You know, we need some folks to stand up and join the army that will put the devil to shame. Amen. Listen to Psalm 18 and verse 29. The psalmist said, by my God, I've run through a troop. By my God, I've leaped over a wall. See, nothing stops him. Look, if you are determined to get from wherever your house is to the airport, you have a flight to catch, you're going down the road and you see roadblock, well, there's two ways that you can handle that. Even if they don't put a detour sign for you, sometimes they do, but even if they don't, are you going to let that roadblock keep you from getting to your flight? What are you going to do? You are going to find a detour. Hallelujah. But when it comes to spiritual things, we forget these simple principles. You know, people see some challenge. You know, life is not a sprint. Life is like an obstacle course, steeplechase. You climb some things, you fall into some water, you get up, you do all kinds of things. So when you meet a roadblock, to some people, it's a roadblock. To others, what is it? It's just a minor thing that's happening. I'm going to find some other way. Amen. You don't want to let any roadblock keep you down. Praise the Lord. Now, in 2019, going in today, I want you to determine with yourself that, look, just this way. This is my mindset. You know, you better get out of my way. I'm going to run you over. Praise the Lord. That's right. You know, run through the troop. Blow them down in the name of the Lord. You know, David had some mighty men in the Bible. I mean, great things were spoken about them. David himself was a mighty man. He didn't let the challenge of some big guy and so forth, giant that everybody was cowering from. He didn't let that bother him at all. He said, in the name of the Lord, I'm going to take him down. Amen. Can you say that? And do you know that God, when David did his thing and, you know, prayed, you know, the Bible says that the Lord stood up. He blasted with his nostrils. David had some kind of power with God because he knew what he was dealing with. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now there's a sound of a mighty army that's arising. Now, like I said, part two of this will be preached on Sunday. I'm going to tell you then the word of the Lord that he brought to me for the next year. But this is in preparation for that. For you to be able to enter into what we are going to preach on Sunday, you have to first do some of the things tonight. Right. And they are going to get a little help tonight from the anointing service. Amen. Amen, somebody. This is how it's going to go down. In Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. You know, this is what the Lord said. Isaiah 10:27. It shall come to pass in that day. That's today. Amen. You know, anytime that you have faith, you can reach out. No matter what the Bible says in that day, you can reach out. One woman, you know, she reached out. It wasn't her turn yet. And Jesus said, well, I can't give this to dogs. And he said, yeah, well, dogs, whatever. But dogs will eat these crumbs. Amen. She wasn't going to let anything put her down. She was going to get her miracle. And she got it. And Jesus said, wow, my land, I've never seen anything like this. You know, it shall come to pass in that day, which is today, that the burden shall be taken off away from your shoulder, and the enemy's yoke shall be broken from your neck. And how is it going to happen? The yoke shall be destroyed because of what? Because of the anointing. Can you give the Lord a hand clap here tonight? Hallelujah. So you're going to get some help here tonight. In a couple of minutes, we are going into the anointing service. In a couple of minutes. Now you've heard what the Lord wants for you. He wants the yoke to be broken. And you've heard the part that you must do. Don't put your neck. And the Lord said, what do I have here? Said the Lord, that my people put their neck under the yoke of the oppressor. And every day they are afraid of the fury of the oppressor as though he were ready to devour. And where is the fury of the oppressor, said the Lord? Remember that Dagon fell before the ark of the Lord. Now Dagon was the god of the Philistines. But when they brought him into the house of the Lord, he fell down in front of the ark. Amen. That's how the enemy will always fall down around the anointing. Amen. And Jesus said, I've seen him fall like lightning from heaven. That's moving at the speed of light. That's how far and how fast he'll get away from the real anointing. Amen. Now, so we want you to get some power tonight. Because Jesus said, you know, that I give you power over the enemy and over all his power. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. We want you to put on the full armor of God. And the anointing is going to help you tonight. The yoke is going to be broken. Amen. When the yoke is broken, then you'll be able to enter into the fullness of what God has for us. And you'll hear more about it on Sunday by the grace of God. Now, you cannot take away a strong man's possessions. You know. Or take the prey away from the predator. You can't do that. First, you got to do what? You got to first bind the strong man. Well, you can't even bind the strong man unless you are stronger than he. Now, when you are stronger than he, hallelujah. Now, is there somebody here that is stronger than the devil? Ye young men, I have written unto you that you, because you are strong and you have overcome the devil. That's what the Bible says. You are strong. And you have the power to overcome the devil. Amen. Now, we cannot do these things in our own selves. But the enemy, the devil, is a vanquished foe. Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. And made an open show of them on the cross. He whooped the devil. And he defeated him already. The only power that he has now is in unbelief. You know, and he's trying to pull the wool over God's children. To, you know, in case they don't know their rights. But we know our rights. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet, everybody here. We know our rights here. We're not going to put our neck under the yoke of the enemy. You are going to shake yourself from the dust. You are going to arise. You're going to lose the neck, anything that enemy put to hold you down. You are going to soar like the eagle. Soar like an eagle. Amen. The enemy cannot clip your wings. Praise the Lord. You know, one time the Lord, he showed me something, you know, in my mind and so forth. You know, the enemy, you know, it's like a, you know, a flame that is burning. And enemy, you know, try to cover that flame, put his hands to snuff it out. He cannot snuff out your light. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the enemy, he has taken out a covenant of affliction, a covenant of oppression. A covenant even of death and sickness and disease. You know, he tried to take that. He tried to write your name on that covenant. God showed me this many years ago also. And I looked. And when he tried to write it, I saw that he was writing. But I didn't see anything on the thing that he was writing on. And I'm like, what's all that about? And I heard where it said, void. We are prohibited by law. Amen. It is void because it is prohibited by the law of liberty for the sons of God. Tonight we are proclaiming liberty for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to raise your hands. And we are proclaiming liberty for you. And you're going to get help in a couple of minutes. We're going to pray for you with the anointing. And you're going to get some help to go forward in 2019. Now, I proclaim liberty for every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim liberty from captivity in the name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy has done to you in 2018 to hold you back, you know, like gates of brass, like bars of iron, we command them to be broken in Jesus' name. I am the Lord that breaks asunder gates of brass and cut in pieces the bars of iron. Bust prison doors open. You know, the Holy Ghost, he's a prison breaker. He'll break you out from the jail of the devil. You know, he'll bust you out, set you free. And if the Son shall set you free, you will be free indeed. The Lord is going to set you free tonight. All the shackles, going to break every yoke. All the shackles that the enemy had tried to hold your wings down, you are going to fly. Hallelujah. You are going to run through troops. You are going to bulldoze anything that the enemy puts against you in the name of the Lord. I can do all things. I want to hear somebody say it. I can do all things. Through Christ that strengthens me. I have the power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. You can do all things. Now, take a minute yourself and pray. And I'm going to ask Pastor Peter to start coming forward. You know. Take a minute and pray for yourself. Begin to pray. Don't sit down. Pray for yourself. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. The enemy, he's had a field day. But the day of vengeance is in my heart, said the Lord. And the year of my redeemed is come. The time to favor my people has come. And for all the trouble that the enemy has put upon you, God is going to give you double in return in Jesus' name. Amen. So as you lift up your hands, I'm going to pray. Now, Lord, I spoke your word like you gave it to me. And the Bible says, my word shall not go or return to me void. As the rain comes from heaven down, so shall my word be that proceeds out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Do you accomplish the thing whereunto it is sent, and you will prosper in the purpose of God. The word that we have spoken to you tonight, let it be mixed with faith in your hearts. And let it be mixed with action. Amen. We spoke the action that you must do, so let it be mixed with action in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we sing this song, Pastor Peter is going to come with the other pastors that we assist him, and we're going to do the anointing to help you break the yoke off your neck because of the anointing. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and fire, just like the prophet said, this is the day God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke.